FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Couts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Today we have the boys from Australia, we love them, Marvin Oka and Grant Susilu, and they are, they've written a book called M-Braining, so you can find out more information about them at mbraining.com. And for anybody who has been listening to the shows and are excited about the possibilities that they can do, we do have them coming to Toronto in July. So they have a training session that they're going to be doing. We'll talk more about that. But they're going to be coming in July on the 22nd to the 25th this July in Toronto. I don't know if you're doing any other, while you're in North America, are you going anywhere else as well?
Oh, we'll probably go to a nice restaurant or two.
So you're just coming to Toronto is what I'm asking.
At the moment, yes. Although we are talking to some people in the U.S.
Welcome both Marvin and Grant.
Thanks, Laurie.
So we thought we'd do a process today. Just give them an idea of kind of what you kind of work through with people while they have a session with you.
Okay, we might go through a couple of different processes, actually. So again, in case anyone's just sort of jumped in the midstream of our previous shows, that Grant and I, we work with what we call multiple brain integration techniques, or MBIT for short. And so the latest neuroscience has discovered that we have three functioning brains in our head, heart, and gut. And it explains a lot of things, really, when lots of people have a lot of challenges when they're head is saying one thing, their heart is saying another, and their gut is saying something altogether completely different. How can this be? And it's because they actually are three separate functioning brains, and they do communicate with each other, and they have different functions. And as a result, they can actually sometimes be in conflict with each other, or sometimes due to lack of integration, they just simply are processing differently from each other, and process of connection could make a huge difference. Just getting in communication with each of the brains can make a big difference to how people make their decisions and take actions in life with any degree of wisdom. So let's start with that, if you'd like to kind of explore for a bit, Laura, if you want
Absolutely.
To be our test subject, shall we say?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, one of the first things is that before we can even begin working with the three brains, we need to We work with our clients to make sure that they're in a state of what's called autonomic coherence. And what that means is you've got two arms to your autonomic nervous system. The sympathetic, which is your stress response, and the parasympathetic, which is your relaxation response. And they are, ideally, they need to be in balance with each other. So we don't want to be too overly stimulated or overly stressed, nor do we want to be overly sympathetic, overly depressed or lethargic. But we want to have a nice balance, and research has found that a great way to actually balance this, so that you get into a state of autonomic coherence or autonomic balance, is through a simple process of diaphragmatic breathing. And one of the methods that we use in our work in MBIT, multiple brain integration techniques, is what we call balance breathing. You're just simply breathing in for a rate of 6 seconds, breathing out for a rate of 6 seconds. Because breathing in stimulates the sympathetic system, breathing out stimulates the parasympathetic, which is why all spiritual practices, all wisdom practices, all have some sort of breathing element related to it, because it does make a difference to the balance within your own neurology. So first step is, Laurie, let's start with, is there a particular issue or challenge in life that might be happening at this point in time where basically it's giving you a bit of angst?
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to tell us all the,
okay.
all the lovely details unless you want to.
Sure, no, for sure. It doesn't matter. I can tell details. But, yeah, there's a couple things going on, so we'd probably want to just pick one, right?
Yeah, just pick one.
Okay, got it.
So I got one?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. All right, so the first step is first getting into a state of autonomic coherence. So if you wouldn't mind, if you're not already, but if you're not there already, find yourself in a position where you can take a deep, even breath, which from the diaphragm in particular, which would mean that you'd be, if you're sitting or standing, that your posture is somewhat upright, your shoulders relaxed. And when you take a deep breath in, then your diaphragm has a freedom to extend down and your rib cage has the freedom to expand outwards. So just for a moment, before we bother with any timing, just breathe deeply in and out. And since I can't see you over the web, that, let me know if how you're going with that.
I'm great.
Okay. Okay, now once again, just begin to breathe in, and you can count for yourself, counting 1 to 6 at a nice even rate, and start to regulate your breathing so your inhalation takes a count of 6, and your exhalation takes a count of 6, and make an even transition from one to the other. And as you're breathing in deeply and evenly, breathe in into your heart or chest area. Allow your diaphragm to naturally expand and contract. And just breathe in into your heart or chest area. And you'll probably start to notice very quickly sensations that go along with both being relaxed and being alert at the same time. So just for our listeners, Laura, before we go much farther, maybe just you could just tell us what you're experiencing at this point in time.
It's very relaxing. I do a lot of deep breathing anyway, but when you consciously do it, it's it makes you more aware and more conscious and more present.
Okay. Excellent. So just continue to breathe in. And breathe out at the rate of 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. And as you do for right now, just notice whatever thoughts and sensations you have about this particular issue. And as you do, we'll start with the heart first. Just breathe in into your heart area and check in with your heart. Check in with your heart intelligence. And what does your heart really feel about this particular issue? Regardless of whatever reactive emotions might be there, what does your heart really feel deep down inside? What values are really in play for you? If it involves another person, what do you really feel about your relationship with the other person?
It doesn't, it's myself.
Okay.
What I'm getting is there's I'm out of balance. Like I'm stressed somewhere. My heart's just saying, you know, you need to relax and sort of let go of trying to make it happen. Just sort of because the more you think about it, the more it's sort of overstressing and bringing you out of balance.
And so what does your heart really want for yourself?
Optimal health and well-being. So optimal balance.
Optimal health and well-being. And so as you breathe in into your heart area, just breathe in the optimal health and well-being into your heart area. And as you do that, now start to notice your thoughts in your head about this issue. And there's the reactive thoughts, but then there's some deeper real thoughts. What do you really think? If optimal health well-being is really what's important to you about this? What do you really think about this issue?
Yeah, my head wants actions. Although, again, sort of saying, you know, there's too much stress around this. There's too much stress around a few areas that's kind of bringing me out of balance.
Okay, so continue to breathe. And with those thoughts that there's too much stress bringing you out of balance and your heart really wants optimal health and well-being for yourself, breathe down into your gut area. And what does your gut really say about this issue? What does your gut say about who you are as a person deep down inside? What does it say about your boundaries, perhaps? And any actions or non-actions you need to take or not take?
Okay. Sort of saying, you know, change. You're just sort of becoming aware of change that's happening around or inside and within you. And the more that sort of, the more you feel into it, the more it will allow things to come into balance.
Okay.
Okay. Stop getting caught up in the needing things to do.
Right. Okay. Now,
I think actually you probably have to go to break in about a minute, so.
Okay. So this is the first step, which is simply first getting, when we're working with someone, first get them into a state of autonomic coherence so they can tap in into their three intelligences. And the first step is simply getting in communication with each of the three intelligences. The next step, which we'll do after the break, which is now about getting them aligned and getting them congruent with each other.
Perfect. So we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. And we have both Marvin and Grant here, who we haven't heard from Grant yet, but I'm sure he's going to pipe in. from M-braining. And we're talking about doing a process so that you can understand maybe a little bit about, you know, the work that they're doing and how they're doing it. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Feng Shui for the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. NewSkyRadio.com.
Things about me.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Soul with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul. To empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, with Marvin Oka and Grant Susilu, and we're talking about embraining, and we're doing a process. So I sort of started the first part of it, and we're going to go into the next part.
Okay, so just to recap, the first part is just simply getting yourself into a state of internal balance, autonomic balance, through a process of breathing, even breathing. This allows you to then pay attention to your intuitive signals within your heart, your gut, and the deeper thoughts in your head as opposed to the reactive thoughts. So you've gotten in communication with that. So we're going up what we call the MBIT roadmap, the Multiple Brain Integration Techniques roadmap. The first step is communication. Next step is congruence, getting them aligned. And we're going to start with this value, and we're going to take you through what's called the foundational sequence. One of the principles that we work with is one that's simply stated as the heart leads. The heart is responsible for the prime functions of deeply felt emotions, your values, your valuing processes, and your relational affect, how you feel about someone. In this case, as you're working on, it's basically how you feel about yourself. And so it's obviously important we have to start with the heart, because if the heart doesn't go into a valuing process, that whatever changes you're trying to make, deep down you don't care because it hasn't been valued yet. So it's very important to start with the heart. Then we move to the head, and then we move back to the heart, then down to the gut, then back up to the heart. In this case, we're going to start with your core value here that's in play, Lori, which is optimal health and well-being.
Okay.
All right. So once again, if you will, just take a deep breath and continue to breathe deeply and evenly into your heart and chest area. Once again, breathing in at a rate of 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. And as you do, just begin to breathe in. However you represent this to yourself, breathe in optimal health and well-being. Breathe that into your heart area. And with each breath, fill your heart and chest area with optimal health and well-being. The feelings of optimal health and well-being. And I don't know if there's any colors associated with this or not, but if there are, breathe in the colors into your heart and chest area. And I don't know if there's any temperature associated to it, but if there is, feel that temperature expanding in your heart and chest area. And breathe in optimal health and well-being into your heart area. And as it fills your heart and chest area, breathe that feeling up into your head. Just breathe health and well-being, optimal health and well-being, up into your head so that you have thoughts of optimal health and well-being. As you start to imagine different reactions, different approaches, different ways you could respond to your issue or situation in ways that produce optimal health and well-being. Notice the things you could say to yourself that produce optimal health and well-being. Say it in a tone of voice to yourself that makes you feel healthy and well. And and these thoughts about how you could respond differently to your situation in ways that are optimal in your health and well-being. As these thoughts continue to arise, breathe those thoughts back down into your heart and let your heart appreciate those thoughts. Have gratitude for those thoughts. And notice how your optimal health and well-being increases and enhances. And as you do, breathe those thoughts of what you could be doing differently. Breathe that down into your gut area. And fill your gut with the feelings of optimal health and well-being. Allow your gut to digest and assimilate optimal health and well-being into your very identity of who you are. That deep down inside, allow yourself to resonate with being optimally well and healthy. And notice how your boundaries start to change from a state of optimal health and well-being. Ways to keep you safe and well and healthy. Some things can expand, so there's more freedom for you to move as you push your boundaries further out. Some boundaries need to come in. I don't know which ones. But your gut brain knows. Until you can find just the right set of boundaries that maintain your optimal health and well-being. And as you do, allow your gut to also decide what actions you need to take that will promote your health and well-being about this particular situation. There are things you need to do, things you should stop doing, perhaps. And as your gut continues to process the things you need to do to promote your optimal health and well-being, in a way that's true for who you really are, as a person who is optimally well and healthy. Breathe that back up into your heart and let your heart appreciate what your gut has decided that it can do and things that it won't do. Boundaries it needs to set. Boundaries it needs to rearrange. And you can appreciate who you are, the very essence of your being, in ways that engender optimal health and well-being. And so take a deep breath. And so, Laurie, what happens for you when now your three intelligences are operating from an aligned and congruent message?
It's much more relaxed. It's like it feels like everything comes into alignment. So it's like the thoughts and then the feelings and then how it can come about, just it felt like it just came into nice balance and alignment, like it came into almost like this nice flow of energy or colander of energy that comes from like my mind all the way down into my gut. So that was kind of nice feeling.
Yes, you can actually feel the neurological integration starting to occur. Mm-hmm. And what happens for your sense of being, your sense of who you are?
It expanded, like it felt very free and just any anxiety that was there was sort of freed. Like it was like, you know, you're taking life way too seriously. Mm-hmm. Just let it sort of flow.
Right. And another question is, What has happened now to how you know yourself?
Well, I would say that I'm not... The more I worry about things, the more I sort of separate out all the pieces.
Yes, in
all the areas. You know, it's not just my head, but everything sort of gets separated out. So the more I can, you know, use something like this as a process for myself, the more it all comes back into alignment.
Okay, now this is a very, very powerful thing that happens when people start to now get congruent within themselves, about themselves. It then sets up a foundation for them to express themselves at higher levels of consciousness. So we've now just done the second step. This is the second step before when working with clients with multiple brain integration. So we've gone through the communication stage where we've tapped into our three intelligences. We've just now done the congruent stage where we get them all aligned. Next stage will be about highest expressions. But before we go into that, we need to bring Grant into the conversation. So Grant's been very patient this time. So, Grant, any other comments you want to make?
No, except that, of course, you know, one of the things that I noticed the comment was about, Laurie, you said that it was like there was a flow. And you know, the word flow is very much what the gut brain, that deep core identity is responsible for. So it's not surprising that when you do align the head, the heart, and the gut, you do get that deep sense, you know, of being more in flow, and that then tends to manifest out into your life in ways that are quite amazing. So stuff emerges that goes on from just beyond the coaching session of now. So it'd be interesting to hear, you know, in our next session how you found it over the coming days.
Right. Yeah.
All right, the next phase is the highest expressions phase. And once your three brains are now aligned, once they become functioning at an optimal level, they can go into ways of being. So these highest expressions are not about just, you know, emotional states that can come and go. These are about ways of being, of an authentic way of expressing oneself. And we found that in the heart, the highest expressions could be, we could call it many different things, but we find that a word that encapsulates many of the things that we're trying to get is what's called compassion, which starts with a loving kindness. It's a connection. It's more than just love. It's actually about a capacity or willingness or way of being that wants to serve, that wants to add value to people, whether it's about relieving their suffering or enhancing their states of joy and bliss. But it's a very appreciative, affirming, and responsive state of love. So the state of compassion is for the heart. The head's particularly good at the highest expression of being creative, its capacity to actually come up with things that, in essence, didn't exist before it thought of it. But it's not just that, but it's the capacity to actually think of something that would be helpful coming from a state of compassion and then actually manifesting it into the world, hence the act of creation. When we say creative, we mean literally it creates things into the world. Then the gut needs the highest expression of courage, the capacity to act despite any previous conditioning, despite any fears or insecurities about what other people think or the fact that you might not have done something like this before, but the courage to actually act upon what's true for you, so that you can live authentically. And when we come from these ways of being, what happens is the fourth stage automatically starts to happen, which is an emergent wisdom starts to arise about how you approach a situation. So, but I'll just check in first. Before we get into that, Laurie, what's our timing?
Yeah,
this?
I think this is a perfect opportunity to go to our next break, and then we'll come back and talk more about higher expressions.
Great.
Perfect. All right, we're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Marvin Oka and Grant Susilou. You can find out more information about them if you go to their website, mbraining.com. They have some fascinating information. I'm sure that if you've been listening, it takes NLP, it takes a lot of different modalities, and it puts them together in a way that allows you to see things from all perspectives, but also allows you to see from your three brains, which I think is fascinating. So join us when we come back from our next break. You're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
This is where the mind meets the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Soul with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Marvin and Grant. We're talking about doing a process, and we've kind of gone through the first two parts of it, and now we're to the higher expressions, which I always love. If you want more information on Marvin and Grant, go to their website, mbraining.com. All right, so higher expressions.
Okay, so we're working on an issue that you've been having a bit of angst on, and we've gotten in communication with your three brains. We've gotten them congruent with each other and aligned with each other, and now we need to get them functioning in terms of their highest expressions as applied to your particular issue. And I said the highest expressions are compassion in the heart, creativity in the head, and courage in the gut. And I think we may have mentioned on a previous show that one of the reasons why they are also the highest expressions is they require each other for all three of them to work well. Compassion, for instance, that is not creative can easily be what we call dumb compassion, where they can actually make situations worse because the need to actually, in response to someone's needs, to just give in without actually thinking what the consequences are if you just kind of, You know, if a baby keeps falling down and you keep picking it up, then it never learns to actually walk if you do that. Similarly, if creativity doesn't come from compassion, then you can get quite creative in ways to actually hurt other people or to destroy things. And any of those, without courage, nothing manifests in the world. If you don't have the courage to actually change the status quo or to live authentically, then one always capitulates back to one's conditioning. So all of these need each other to work well with each other. So you'll see how this plays out with your particular issue there, Lori.
Okay.
All right. So once again, take a deep breath and continue to breathe deeply and evenly. Once again, breathing into your heart and chest area. And you're probably finding it's a lot easier to get to a deep, relaxed state now. And as you do, as you continue to breathe, begin to breathe in into your heart and chest area. Feelings of compassion. Whatever that means for you. Breathing compassion into your heart and chest area. Filling your heart area with compassion, a loving kindness that has as its foundation a deep connection with yourself, a deep connection with others. And in this particular case, breathe in a deep compassion for yourself. Feel loving kindness filling your heart area for yourself. And all the things that you've gone through, all the things that you have to wrestle with, given all those things, you can breathe a deep compassion into your heart for yourself. And there may or may not be a color associated with compassion for you. If there is, breathe that in into your heart and chest area. Let it fill your lungs. Go into your bloodstream. Course through your body. As you become compassion itself. As you feel compassion as an essence of who you are, feeling compassion for yourself. Breathe that compassion up into your head area. And fill your head area with compassion so that your thoughts become creative about compassion. Your head can actually engage in creative thoughts about how to be compassionate with yourself. You are inherently a creative person. You can think things. You can create things in your mind. You can imagine things. And from a compassionate way of being, create compassionate thoughts about how you can be even more creatively compassionate with yourself. How you can be compassionately creative and creatively compassionate. Thoughts arising about ways you can be compassionate with yourself. Because that's who you are, a compassionate person. Who is creative. And as your head generates creative, compassionate ways to be compassionate with yourself, breathe that back down into your heart area. And allow your heart to value those thoughts, those creative, compassionate thoughts. To appreciate them about ways you can be compassionate with yourself. And as you do, breathe that down into your gut area. As you breathe down into your gut area, feel the courage starting to arise within your gut. The courage to act upon those creative, compassionate thoughts. To do compassionate acts with yourself in creative ways. To perhaps even try things new that you've never done before that are creatively compassionate. Compassionately creative ways to respond and take care of yourself for your optimal health and well-being. Because that is who you are. You are someone who is compassionate, creative, and courageous. Someone who can take intelligent risks. Someone who takes action when needed. Someone who knows how to act in the world in ways that are both physically safe and at the same time courageous enough to push through any conditioned insecurities in a way that's a more authentic expression of who you are. And as you breathe that courage into your gut area, letting it fill your entire pelvis area, your legs, down to your feet, breathe that courage back up into your heart. And allow your heart to appreciate the fact that you are someone who is compassionate, creative, and courageous. And breathe that awareness into your heart. Breathe it into your lungs. Let it flow through your bloodstream. Let it energize every cell in your body. And become aware of what you can do that would make a difference to your situation, that optimizes your health and well-being in compassionate, creative, and courageous ways. And so take a deep breath, and coming back with new awareness. Laurie, what was that like for you?
It's funny because it, and this is probably with a lot of people, but I felt myself moving away from what the actual problem was.
That's right, yes.
Into just, you know, finding just ways of being more loving, yes, and nurturing and compassionate to self.
Exactly. We find this almost all the time, that people will see that originally what they constitute as a problem came from a consciousness that can entertain that problem, you know, that can create that problem. But when the three brains are aligned and coming from their highest expressions, from that consciousness, often it's no longer the problem. It's no longer the issue anymore. And they relate exactly what you said. It's just now a being and expressing oneself in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Fascinating. All right, we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Marvin Oka and Grant Susilu. Again, we haven't heard a lot from Grant, but I get that he is going to join us in our next in our last segment.
Quietly in the background.
And if you want to find out more information about them, they also have a workshop coming up in Toronto in July. So it's the 22nd to the 25th. So that you can become a practitioner of what they teach. So if you want more information, find out more information from them at their website, mbraining.com. All right, we are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Monday on New Sky Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Intuitive Soul and Friends with host Lori Houston. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's interviews with Donna Vasaki and Kimmy Rose. Join Donna and Kimmy for in-depth interviews and conversations with today's spiritual leaders. At 4 p.m. Eastern, it's The Crystal Andrus Show with Crystal Andrus and Natalie Hughes. Empowering, enlightening, and educational. The Crystal Andrus Show is a no-nonsense live coaching show that will lift you to the highest levels of consciousness. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern, save your money with Tony House. Tony has the tips and insight to help you save tons of money every day. At 7 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Visions with Barbara Mackey. Dial in early. The phones are hot. And at 9 p.m. Eastern, it's Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Sexy and intuitive. All kinds of fun. Dial in and join Artie with the party on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Soul with host Lori Houston. A professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul. To empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul. Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Marvin and Grant. We've been talking about doing a process, so understanding kind of how you go through something that may be bothering you or an issue you may have, and how you can bring it into alignment and actually kind of transcend it to a place where it's not even a problem anymore, but you're really just focused on, in my case, how to nurture and have more compassion for self. Yeah, so I'm interested into what, you know, how you sort of move and maintain, I guess, that sort of feeling and vision. But I know that Grant has something he would just, I know he's here waiting to chat with us.
Absolutely. In fact, it's usually challenging to keep me quiet for this long, except for the fact I'm still getting over a throat, a strep throat, and coughing a lot. I probably would have been jumping in a lot sooner. Probably for the listeners, it's a good thing I'm not coughing all over the radio. But yeah, one of the things that I was going to chat about with you, Lori, is the notion of these highest expressions. As being, as Marvin said, you know, ways of being, that they're not just states, they're not just the feelings of compassion or, you know, feelings or sense of creativity. But what we've found is, you know, because each of the brains has, the highest expression is kind of the most adaptive, generative response, the wisest response of that brain. So, you know, that loving kindness in the heart is when a human's, you know, when the human heart is really expressing all the human heart can, it really is about that joyous, loving kindness of connecting with others so that you value them and care about other people as if, you know, you and they are one, and that you're connected with everybody in the world. And that is expressive, as Marvin said, and connected and integrative with a sense of creativity, that you create something great in the world that is of benefit to you and others, and that you connect and integrate at the gut level, that it you take action on that and you actually create something out in the world, because otherwise it's just a bunch of good ideas. It's not actually creativity if you don't, you know, take the courageous action of making something happen. And what we've found is that when you look at the true leaders, the people that we really hold up high as great exemplars of incredibly wise leadership in the world, and whether you look back over, you know, hundreds or thousands of years, or you look around in contemporary society or leadership today, we find that leaders who are doing that come from these three highest expressions of compassion, creativity, and courage. And when you look in the leadership literature, that's exactly what's coming out, especially over the last decade. And there's some amazing research that backs up the importance of the integration of these highest expressions together. So, for example, there's some really amazing research coming out that shows that if you prime people for creativity alone, as you just get people to do exercises that increase their creativity, it leads to higher levels of cheating. So creativity by itself, as Marvin was saying earlier, can actually be quite dangerous if it isn't led and tempered by compassion, by kindness, by caring. Equally, there's other research, quite separate research done by other researchers in organizations that show that if instead of priming for creativity in organization, if you get people to do exercises that are primed for pro-social emotions, that is, for compassion, for caring about others, that the actual measurable amounts of innovation and creativity in the organization markedly increases over periods of like 6 to 12 months. So it's very true that, you know, coming from and in the right sequence of compassion, creativity, and courage can make amazing differences in not just individuals' lives, but groups, you know, people, organizations across the world. So one of the calls to action of our book, Embraining, and why we're really, you know, doing this radio program and getting out around the world and coming across to Canada to teach people how to coach using this methodology is because we really do want to bring wiser leadership to the world at individuals' lives and, you know, across society and across the planet. Because when we look around at the world and see what is happening right around the world, we realize that we desperately need more generative wisdom in the world and in our leaders.
Yeah, it's certainly true. We have a imbalance.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, that's what our research showed.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no really easier way of putting that. It just is, I think. I know that there's so many people that are, you know, expanding and growing and evolving. The people that are in, you know, the highest positions, the ones that can make the most change, are still stuck in the old ways.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot starts from also the, you know, the being out of autonomic balance. So when the gut goes into fear and protection mode, the head starts going into stress thinking, and it becomes non-reflective. So it's not able to actually process itself. It doesn't think about the way that it's thinking. And the heart starts disconnecting from others because it's all about self-protection. And when that happens, we don't have real leadership in play.
Yeah. I mean, there are such incredible strides that are being made. I mean, your program is—it's one of the most unique, and I think, you know, the changes that it can create. Just even doing the simple process that you did with me today, I mean, it just takes you to a different place. So it's very profound, and I know that there are lots of people out there that are offering different ways and different opportunities for people to make changes. It's just those that really are in that position, like the media and the governments and the way that we could be changing. Like, I hope it happens soon.
Yeah.
We need to get you guys into the government and Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll be right with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Interestingly, just only an hour ago, we were keynoting at the WBCS, WBEX, which is the World Business Executive Coaching Summit. So Embraining is really getting into the coaching world, and these coaches are out coaching executive leaders and business leaders around the world. So I think give it a little time. It's early days for Embraining. We've only wrote the book a year ago, and we've only really been starting to run trainings for the last 6 months. So with our trip to Canada and then UK a little bit later this year, I think we're training trainers up in this modality. So our hope is that this way of understanding the importance of those deep gut and heart intuitions, and there is neuroscience and science that backs it up. So it brings head-based validity to the sort of work that you've been doing around intuitions and the importance of intuition, into the mindset of a lot of leaders around the world, and they'll start to become aligned, and we'll start seeing some amazing, more wise results in how we're leading our world.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that it's getting out there. I'm glad you guys are doing this, because it really is, well, it's fascinating. I think it's, I think it's brilliant. I love how, it's in alignment, and it so far hasn't been incongruent with any of the teachings or anything that I've seen or experienced before. So it just adds to it. It's like another tool that can really impact, I think, a lot of people's lives. So that's awesome. So if you want more information about Embraining, go to their website, embraining.com. There is a workshop coming up in July in Toronto, and then again apparently in UK. So there's lots of opportunities. If you are wanting to learn more and understand more, then get in touch with us either at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or their website, embraining.com. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Marvin Oka and Grant Susilu. We've been on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.